Now you will hear the text again.
So, Mike, you mentioned your family. Do you have a big family?
No, I have a fairly small family, actually. Including me, there were only 4 people in my family.
So, it's your mother, your father, you...
And my sister.
Oh, and your sister. Okay, is your sister younger or older than you?
She's younger. She's just started university, actually.
Okay, that's nice. So, where does your family live right now?
My mother and my father live in Victoria in Canada. And my sister is on the other side of Canada, in Montreal, in Quebec. And I live in the capital.
Well, tell me about your father. What's your father like?
My father is pretty much the most interesting person I know. He tells different kinds of stories about his childhood and his growing up.
Did he grow up in Canada?
No, he grew up in Liverpool, in England.
Okay, nice. And what does your father do?
He was a pilot until 5 years ago. It was kind of tragic. He had a heart attack and he wasn't allowed to fly anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's fine now, yeah.
Okay. What about your mother? Does she work?
No, she doesn't. She used to work. They both worked for Cathay Pacific Airline. My mother was a stewardess and my father was a pilot. She was first introduced to him as a new member of the crew when they flew together to Osaka.
Oh, what a story. Okay, and what about your sister? You said that she's a student.
She's a student. She's in her first year in McGill University, which is in Quebec. I haven't spoken to her lately, so I don't know how she's doing.
So, you and your sister, are you similar or quite different?
Oh, we are definitely quite different.
How so?
I was a rebellious type. I pretty much laid the foundation for my sister to get all the freedoms that she has. Mum and Dad treat her differently now, but she doesn't appreciate any of those things. Another way that we're different is that she's really into arts and drawing and painting and making music, whereas I'm more into the technical side of things, like computer making, fixing cars.
So it sounds like you are quite different. Well, maybe she'll listen to this and she'll appreciate you more.
I hope so. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание А8-А14. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях А8-А14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
You probably have heard about Ian Fleming, who was the first to create the famous spy James Bond. Another writer, Raymond Benson, continued Fleming's book series about Bond. Now Raymond has retired from writing Bond books, but is willing to share his experience. So, Raymond, when did you first start reading Ian Fleming's novels about James Bond?
I first saw one of the James Bond movies, Goldfinger, in the cinema when I was 9 years old, and I was blown away. I immediately started reading whatever Bond books I could get my hands on. By the time I was 11, I had read them all, even though I was too young at the time to fully comprehend them. I reread them again around the time I was in high school. And that's when I figured out what was so good about these books. And I've reread them several times since.
You've been involved in the Bond fan community for a long time. How has it changed over the years?
The internet has changed it in many ways. Back in the 70s and 80s, there wasn't a whole lot that could bring fans together. And that's the thing the internet has done for them. In the past, there were only fan clubs that published Bond magazines, and some of the bigger cities held conventions where fans could meet each other more or less frequently. Now that the fans have the internet, they have created millions of Bond websites.
Are you still a Bond fan?
Of course. But it's different now. I will still see the films as they come out, and probably read the books if and when they are published. But the days of me writing articles about Bond are gone. I like to think I've moved on. There are plenty of other things that keep me engaged. I'm a huge fan of many different things, from various types of music and films to other authors and genres.
Do you think Ian himself would have found the popularity of the series unexpected?
Yes, he didn't think they would last so long. Unfortunately, he only saw the first two films and never got to enjoy the huge success that Bond brought others. As he once said, it's all been such a joke. However, I don't think he would have appreciated the way James Bond is portrayed now, the way they've made him more politically correct, a nicer guy, so to speak.
Although the era of the Cold War is over and spies are slowly becoming a thing of the past, do you think the public will ever lose an interest in James Bond?
They don't show any sign of doing so. The same can be said concerning fiction and movies about spies in general. You see, spies are not necessarily linked to the Cold War. We had spies in World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and we have spies today. Spies will never be a thing of the past. There will always be something for Bond to do.
How does it feel not to be writing Bond now? What have you been doing with yourself in the past 2 years?
Well, for 7 years, the job gave me the opportunity to travel the world, meet lots of people, and get my name into the publishing world. The income wasn't what people sometimes think it was. You'd be surprised how many people automatically assume I was making millions of dollars. But I made the same amount of money as I would have made at an office job. Now that it's over, I have to find ways to supplement the writing income. There are days when I miss the job, but overall, I'm relieved not to have that Bond thing hanging over me.
Do you have any advice for the next writer, whoever it may be?
Make sure you've got a thick skin and stay away from Bond websites. Don't get me wrong, the fans are very valuable to the Bond industry, and I say God bless them all. Even the ones that didn't like my work. I certainly didn't expect everyone to. One must understand that it's a much tougher job than it seems. The pressure to produce on a timely basis is immense. It's a balancing act between pleasing the publishers, the readers, and pleasing oneself.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
You probably have heard about Ian Fleming, who was the first to create the famous spy James Bond. Another writer, Raymond Benson, continued Fleming's book series about Bond. Now Raymond has retired from writing Bond books, but is willing to share his experience. So, Raymond, when did you first start reading Ian Fleming's novels about James Bond?
I first saw one of the James Bond movies, Goldfinger, in the cinema when I was 9 years old, and I was blown away. I immediately started reading whatever Bond books I could get my hands on. By the time I was 11, I had read them all, even though I was too young at the time to fully comprehend them. I reread them again around the time I was in high school, and that's when I figured out what was so good about these books, and I've reread them several times since.
You've been involved in the Bond fan community for a long time. How has it changed over the years?
The internet has changed it in many ways. Back in the 70s and 80s, there wasn't a whole lot that could bring fans together. And that's the thing the internet has done for them. In the past, there were only fan clubs that published Bond magazines, and some of the bigger cities held conventions where fans could meet each other more or less frequently. Now that the fans have the internet, they have created millions of Bond websites.
Are you still a Bond fan?
Of course, but it's different now. I will still see the films as they come out, and probably read the books if and when they are published. But the days of me writing articles about Bond are gone. I like to think I've moved on. There are plenty of other things that keep me engaged. I'm a huge fan of many different things, from various types of music and films to other authors and genres.
Do you think Ian himself would have found the popularity of the series unexpected?
Yes, he didn't think they would last so long. Unfortunately, he only saw the first two films and never got to enjoy the huge success that Bond brought others. As he once said, it's all been such a joke. However, I don't think he would have appreciated the way James Bond is portrayed now, the way they've made him more politically correct, a nicer guy, so to speak.
Although the era of the Cold War is over and spies are slowly becoming a thing of the past, do you think the public will ever lose an interest in James Bond?
They don't show any sign of doing so. The same can be said concerning fiction and movies about spies in general. You see, spies are not necessarily linked to the Cold War. We had spies in World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and we have spies today. Spies will never be a thing of the past. There will always be something for Bond to do.
How does it feel not to be writing Bond now? What have you been doing with yourself in the past 2 years?
Well, for 7 years, the job gave me the opportunity to travel the world, meet lots of people, and get my name into the publishing world. The income wasn't what people sometimes think it was. You'd be surprised how many people automatically assume I was making millions of dollars. But I made the same amount of money as I would have made at an office job. Now that it's over, I have to find ways to supplement the writing income. There are days when I miss the job, but overall, I'm relieved not to have that Bond thing hanging over me.
Do you have any advice for the next writer, whoever it may be?
Make sure you've got a thick skin and stay away from Bond websites. Don't get me wrong, the fans are very valuable to the Bond industry, and I say God bless them all. Even the ones that didn't like my work. I certainly didn't expect everyone to. One must understand that it's a much tougher job than it seems. The pressure to produce on a timely basis is immense. It's a balancing act between pleasing the publishers, the readers, and pleasing oneself.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.